Madam President.
Senator from Michigan.
Thank you, Madam President. I want to take a moment before we vote today to recognize folks that have worked so hard to get us to this point. And first of all, thank my colleagues in advance for coming together one more time and leading for rural America, for farmers, for ranchers, for the 16 million people that have a job because of agriculture in this country. It's been a long road for the Agriculture Reform, Food and Jobs Act. And I have been so blessed and pleased to have the wonderful partner and ranking member, the distinguished senator from Mississippi, as my partner every step of the way. And I want to thank him. Look forward as we move forward. Hopefully the House this time will complete their work, and we will have the opportunity to go to conference and craft an agreement that we will then present back to the Senate. But I can't thank Senator Cochran enough and the staff for their wonderful partnership. We started last year. We had 3 weeks that the Farm Bill was on the floor of the Senate. We had 73 votes and adopted 42 amendments. And we took that as the basis of the bill this year. Once the House did not take up the bill, and in my judgment, walked away from rural America last year, we had to come back and do it again. So we used that work product that the Senate did last year as the basis of our work. And we've had 2 weeks of debate on the floor of the United States Senate. We've added 14 more amendments to the bill that is in front of us. So I want to thank first the majority leader for his hard work and leadership and patience. As always, he knows how important agriculture is to our economy, how important it is to support rural communities and families, consumers around our country. I appreciate that he has not just once but twice given us precious time on the Senate floor so that we could do our job and standing up for rural America and for consumers across this country. I'm proud that we once again voted, or are about to vote today, in a bipartisan way to move this bill forward. This bill has been bipartisan from start to finish. And I believe that's the reason for our success, and I'm grateful to colleagues who have worked in such a diligent way on both sides of the aisle. There are many leaders on both sides of the aisle on this bill. We wouldn't be here today without leadership on both sides of the aisle, and I'm very, very grateful for that. This is how the Senate's designed to work, where people who care very deeply on both sides of an issue can sit down, in our case, around a table in the Senate Agriculture Room, look each other in the eye, talk to each other, listen, and make the compromises necessary to come together with a balanced bill, and that's what we did. Last year, we passed the Farm Bill, as I said before, in a bipartisan way as well. The House Agriculture Committee passed a bipartisan Farm Bill last year, but for whatever reason, the full House didn't consider the bill. It was allowed to expire. But the good news is this year it looks like it's going to be different, Madam President. That's good news for rural America and the men and women who work hard every day to give us the safest, most affordable, most abundant food supply in the world. In the world. Madam President, this Farm Bill is the product of 2 years of hard work by a long list of talented people. And as we vote today, we support 16 million people that depend on agriculture for their jobs. We are providing $24 billion in deficit reduction on a bipartisan basis. We are providing policies that will conserve our land and our water resources for generations to come, that help families who have fallen on hard times keep food on the tables for their children, a bill that helps our veterans get started in agriculture, that supports our small towns all across America, and recognizes the diversity of American agriculture and strengthens efforts to give families the opportunity to buy fresh, local food in their supermarkets and have it available in their schools. This Farm Bill creates jobs. I'm very proud of the work that we have done, and I ask all of our colleagues to support us in voting yes today on this bill.